In terms of, well, potentially transparent or opaque entities, like US LLCs and S Corps, any difference in how those are treated, or the same nuance would apply?
The news that I have is that there are your rules, US rules, that will be set to companies such as LLCs transparent. They will be transparent under US law. But Portugal will not just take your qualification on the transparency for its face value or simply follow the rules of the US. They will look at the company and apply Portuguese rules, Portuguese transparency rules. So in order for an LLC to be transparent under Portuguese law, the LLC has to be transparent under our own rules. And our rules on transparency say that if you have a professional activity carried out through a company, say you have a law firm, or if you're an architect, and everyone within the firm, I'm simplifying it, but if everyone within the firm carries out architectural works, then it will be transparent. Or if you have a company that is used simply to manage assets, that company is transparent. But as you can see, it's not automatic, and it's not every LLC that will be treated as transparent. Then there is the issue of the qualification of the income that flows from US, because it does not necessarily qualify as a dividend, for instance, for the purposes of the tax treaties. It will most likely qualify as other income, but because the tax treaty also have some specific provisions under the NHR, the previous regime, it would still be taxable in the US, and it will be exempt here. But in Portugal, the income from income flowing from the LLC will still be the investment income. Even if not a dividend or profit per se, it will still, in my opinion, qualify as investment income.
Right.
And as investment income, previously 28%. 28%. With this new regime, still 28%, 2.0?
No, it's if it applies, if you apply it, it will 0%. It is exempt as long as foreign source.
That's a really good news, I think. Potentially, depending on the circumstances.
Yeah, the news were very bad. The regime will end. And if you read a number of remissions, it refers to other pieces of legislation, making it very hard to read. Yeah. And the bulk of it, in fact, is for companies that will carry out significant investments in Portugal, that will do research and development in Portugal, will not be as useful to a huge amount of people than it was before. But when you continue to read, you say, well, but there is a lot of people that will still fit the requirements of the regime. And for those people, the regime will be good.
Okay.